What have we done this morning? Why did I want so many readings this morning? So I want to show you this morning something really powerful. Because what we've heard is the six trials of Jesus Christ. The first three trials, as you can see, trial one was by Ananias, trial two was by Caiaphas, and trial three was by the Sanhedrin. The religious people of this world were judging Jesus, as it still does today. The second three was in the civil courts, where Pilate was very much involved. Sandwiched between Pilate, of course, was Herod, and David has just read. I want you to remember that last week, we said we were going to start a series. And that series was, the decisions you make today will affect you tomorrow. And for a few moments only, I want to talk to you about a man who had every opportunity, but the decision that he made that day had the most consequence effect of tomorrow. That man was Pilate. He made a decision that he would crucify an innocent victim. But in so doing, the decision that he made affects tomorrow. Not only that, but understand the choice that this man had. He had a choice to let an innocent man go, or he had a choice to condemn an innocent man. This morning, as you look at Good Friday, you have a choice. Do you stand with Pilate? Do you say, I believe Jesus is a good man. I believe he was an innocent man. But nevertheless, he's not for me. The choice you make today can well affect your tomorrow. As I said, that's sad news I received on Wednesday. Life gone at 43, and we know that lives go even at a younger age. This week, people boarded a Russian plane. The plane took off. And within a minute, 20, 30, 40 people were rushed into eternity. The choices you make do affect your lives. I pray that this Easter you make a good decision. I pray that at least for the next 10 minutes you will think about what has been said. Because you need to live with the consequence. My friend, Calvary, Good Friday is significant in the fact that you will either live with the consequence of what you do with Good Friday. The decision you make will be either a good decision or a bad decision, but it will be a decision you will make. You will never be able to sit on the fence and say, I didn't know which way to go. Today, you need to make a choice. And on Good Friday, I would just ask you, as we look at Pilate, be serious. How would you have conducted the trial? How would you, as the Roman governor, how would you have dealt with Jesus? Sometimes, you know, we think we are more superior than the people we read in Bible stories. But I often find myself, if I was in that Bible story, how would I react? For instance, would I have gone up against Goliath? I think not. And certainly not with a sling. I might have done if I'd had a tank. But seriously, this was a little boy who went up against a massive guy. Gideon was hiding because he was in fear. Put yourself in that shoes. Would you have walked about when your enemy? We sometimes need to reflect. How would I have reacted if I had been Pontius Pilate? What would you have done with the evidence that was presented to you? How many times have you ever been asked to tell a lie? We live in a world where, in society, innocent people still get punished. We live in a society where governments are still very much corrupt. Is there any characteristic Pilate portrayed in me? Is there something I need to do this morning? I'm not going into that. There is the interviews with Pilate. These PowerPoints are available. But that is the summary of the conversation between Pilate and Jesus. Pilate's first problem was that he was reluctant to deal with Jesus. Janet superbly read us this morning about here was a man who was reluctant to question Jesus. He was a man who woke up that morning, and as the day brought forth, they bring this young man. And he almost sarcastically says, because that's what the Greek means, sarcastically says, what are you doing? What accusation are you bringing this man? In other words, why are you bothering me with this man? And they say to him sarcastically back, because he's done a crime. So Pilate then sarcastically goes back, well, deal with it. Deal with it. That's what he says. You deal with it. And then the problem goes back to them like table tennis, bang forth. Oh, we can't deal with him because he deserves to die. But they could have dealt with him because death could have been done by stoning. But they bring it on to Pilate to say, no, Pilate, you've got to deal with this matter because really we want him crucified. What they didn't realize, of course, this was God's plan for Jesus' death. But that's no excuse. And Pilate was very, very reluctant to have to deal with this man. He said this, if this man was not an evildoer, we should not have delivered him unto you. Proving that the priest had already brought this prisoner for examination and their death sentence was already confirmed. We know that by the trials. Whatever Jesus would have said in front of the first three trials I put on the board, it would have made no difference. They had already prejudged that this man was to die. And let me ever ask you, have you ever prejudged the situation that Jesus claims to you this morning? I want to ask you, have you ever took time? Or are you so prejudiced that I often hear people say, well, if that's religion, I don't want anything to do with it. I want to tell you something, that statement is true. But I'm not talking about religion this morning. I'm saying, have you ever looked at a man? Have you ever looked at a relationship with what Jesus offers you this morning? Have we prejudged the situation? Or can we not be bothered to investigate Jesus? Let me tell you, that's what the amazing Alpha Course is about. It's about investigating Jesus. We're not asking you to take Jesus because we say it. I'm asking you to investigate Jesus for yourself. But I want to tell you something. Don't be reluctant to investigate Jesus. Because the decision you make will have very severe consequences on your life. This young man was brought before this man, and Pilate did not really want to deal with the situation. He couldn't be bothered. To him, it was just another Jew being brought before him. One more on the scheme of things. And Pilate was about to realize that this wasn't just one man. This was going to be the most significant conversation he would ever have in the whole of his life. Do you know there are things called kairos? Kairos means a special moment in Greek. And 2,000 years ago, Pilate had a kairos moment. It was to change his life forever when he denied the claims of Jesus. I want to ask you this morning, if this was the last day you ever had on planet Earth, would this be your kairos moment? Have we claimed? Have we looked at? Are we reluctant to look at Jesus? Is it because he's out of touch with the world, out of favor with the world? I want to tell you, Jesus has been marginalized in our world, but I want to tell you something. You need to look at Jesus. And Pilate was reluctant to do that. Pilate replied a command which was usually a taunt. Take him yourselves and judge him according to your law. He told them they should finish what they'd started. Because he did not want to deal with Jesus. I really need to come back to this question. You see, even if you're a Christian, you need to examine your life with Jesus on this Good Friday. Jesus surrendered all for you. How much do we surrender to him? How much? Is he involved in my finance? Is he? Is he involved in my welfare of my children? Is he involved in everything that I ever do in life? Or have we prejudged the situation where we are reluctant to go with Jesus as Christians? We're reluctant to go down all the way down the line. Is it time again that we investigated Jesus for ourselves as Christians? Is it time that we stuck in the mirror and we asked ourselves, what does Good Friday mean to me? Is it a ticket to heaven? Or is it no? Is it someone that I've taken into my life and now I'm fully surrendered to do according to his will? I used to hear that phrase in the 60s. I can remember the 60s. Justin. And the Beatles came out with a song, "We's Got a Ticket to." It came a phrase in church, "Ticket to heaven." Come and get a ticket to heaven. Friend, I want to tell you, Jesus is more than just a ticket to heaven. More. Are we reluctant, as Pilate, to really go down all the way down the line with Jesus? I hope you take time at this Easter to reflect us as Christians. What stops you going all the way for Jesus? What stops you? Some people, a doctor in Walsall, has lost his job. And at this moment in Birmingham Tribunal, he's fighting to save his job. There are people in England that you don't know are being persecuted. But they've decided to follow Jesus. And that means all the way. No turning back. That means a job loss. Good Friday is about someone who was prepared to go all the way for you. All the way for you. There was no turning back for him. Not my will, but thine be done. I'll pay the ultimate price. That you and I might have a relationship with him this morning. Jesus was not reluctant to go to Calvary this morning. Pilate's unwillingness to act in Jesus' cause was manifested throughout the interview. He pronounced the prisoner innocent of any crime in verse 38. He sought to release him in accordance with the annual custom of pardoning. He tried to calm the people down by offering a halfway situation. Do you want Barabbas, a filthy, dirty killer who's a murderer? Or do you want this innocent man? He pleaded with the crowd, "Shall I crucify your king?" in sarcasm. He made at least 4 trips between the outer court where he met the Jews and the inner chamber. There was a situation where he was meeting him, going back to Jesus, having a conversation, going back to them. He was trying to get out of the situation. He was reluctant. He was reluctant to pronounce the man innocent and send him away. And he bound forward and forward and forward, almost like a peace negotiator. I heard it on the news. It made me laugh when I was in the chaplaincy. All the firemen there with us, and we're all having a laugh. Apparently, to ease the shell crisis, not the shell crisis, the petrol crisis, the people who were talking, one went in one room, the other people went into another room, and there's this chap running in there, getting the conversation, running back, getting the conversation. The two of them wouldn't come face to face. They were running between two rooms to try and get this. I thought, how ludicrous is that? How ludicrous is that? Why can't you look at me in the face, Eunice? I'm beautiful. Why can't you look in the face and just... Well, that's the way to deal with things, isn't it? Pilate was reluctant. He tried every way possible to get out of the situation, and he bottled it. You've got to make a decision. The choice that you make will affect your tomorrow. The consequences will face you. And for Pilate, this young man was standing before him, and he knew he was innocent, but he did not have the bottle to bring out a verdict that would have sent him away. Not only was he reluctant, he was at least ready to hear Jesus. He at least investigated Jesus. And there are many people gone through the Alpha course and have investigated Jesus and have made decisions. And all I want to say on this second one this morning is, are you ready to listen to Jesus? Or are you more concerned in your own position? My friend, this world will laugh and mock to hear that you're investigating Jesus. But don't let them put you off of the most important decision in your life this Good Friday. Your position in life, friend, should be the most important thing to you. Don't throw it away. As Christians, what is our position with Jesus this morning? Is he our ticket to heaven? Or is he our Lord and Savior, in whom we must go all the way? Where we must surrender our finances. Where we must surrender our lives. Because I believe that the world is changing. And I believe this world isn't going to get any better. In all seriousness, I believe the world is not going to be ready to listen to Jesus. And I believe the thing that will keep you and I going is when we're daily reading our word and getting strengthened by God's grace. I hope you're ready should things be put into place. I've decided to follow Jesus. There's no turning back. There's no turning back. Sometimes we just got to understand we may have to pay a price. And by God's grace, hopefully, if it ever came, I'll be ready to pay that price for Christ. And finally, as we close this meeting this morning, the result of Pilate. Pilate said this, "Speakest thou not unto me, knowest not that I have the power to release thee, and have the power to crucify thee?" The irony of the statement is, that was true, Pilate, you did. And mocking to Jesus, he said, "I've got the power." But he didn't have the bottle. This morning, you've got the power to accept Jesus. He had and could have released Jesus. He could have just sent those people out and said, "This is the fourth time I've been into this meeting. I cannot find this guy guilty on any crime. Listen, I don't care what you say. Get out. He's free." His wife says to him, "Have nothing to do with this man. I've had a dream about this guy. I don't have nothing to do with him. He's innocent." But Jesus turns around to Pilate and says, "You've got absolutely no power unless my Father gave it to you." And then Pilate mockingly goes on saying, "Well, you say you're a king. Where's your army?" Jesus says, "Well, my kingdom's not of this world." Jesus says, "I'm a king, but I'm king just not of this earth. I'm king of the universe. I'm king of all." And I want to ask you, is he your king today as I close now, 11 o'clock? Lord of my life, I crown thee now. I wonder, as Christians, have we crowned him as king? Lord of lords and king of kings. Pilate was reluctant. He was ready, though, to listen. And having heard the evidence, the result that Pilate gave was this. Because of personal concern, And because he did not dare to act on what he knew was right, he gave way to hesitation, fear, arrogance and bitterness. He was aroused by Jesus' presence and bearing, but he was reluctant to conform to truth as the occasion presented it, and so he had lost Jesus altogether. Friend, do not lose Jesus. I beg you and implore you, if you've not investigated Jesus this morning, do not do what Pilate did. Finally, he tried to do something which most people do. He washed his hands. He didn't have blood on his hands. It was an act of saying that, listen, this death penalty has nothing to do with me. Friend, it had everything to do with him because he condemned him to die. Friend, don't get to heaven one day, stand in front of God one day, because God will say, depart from me, I never knew you, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior. You can't wash your hands off this morning. You have to do something about Jesus this morning. Bob Dylan, one of my favorite singers, did a Christian album. And one of these on his tracks is, you've got to serve somebody. It may be the devil, it may be the Lord, but you've got to serve somebody. Friend, you cannot get away sitting on the fence. The responsibility, I'm afraid, lies with you this morning. What are you going to do with Jesus? Are you going to be reluctant? Are you going to be ready to investigate? Are you going to take real responsibility this morning? What's your result going to be? For this man, one day he will stand in front of Jesus. It will turn round. Instead of Jesus being the one who was being accused, Pilate will stand one day in front of Jesus and will hear those awful words, depart from me, for I never knew you. Friend, Good Friday is a song of victory, but only if you know Jesus.